I keep
Japanese no. use reform. It's okay. In English we use
translation. Yeah. ARC reform is Tokyo's bilingual, one of the only ones, I think, definitely our favorite renovation company. And she will speak to us about how to actually go ahead and do that here in Japan. Thank you. Blanca and Alicia is in the breakout room if anybody wants more investment-related consultations. Thank you.
Okay. So, good afternoon. My name is Blanca Kobayashi. For those of you that don't know me, I am one of the co-founders of AgriForm. My husband is right there in the back. And together we co-founded AgriForm in 2021. Why was that? We basically see the need of a bilingual company, somebody that can connect the Japanese workers or the Japanese artisans with foreigners that cannot speak English, speak Japanese, and that they don't really understand also the need and the rules of the market. So we started the company, and right now we service the wide Tokyo area, Chiba, Saitama, Kanagawa. But I mean, if you have a really nice project somewhere a little bit further, we can still travel for you as well. So what we do, you can actually reach out, and then we'll talk about what you want, and if it's worth it for us, but also for you to bring us over if you are a little bit further than that. And well, today, you've heard Emil before me, and you've heard the voice from Brent, that basically a lot of things are changing right now with renovations and with the huge amount of IKEAs being sold. And with that, everything that's been happening in 2025 and 2026, I would kind of like to shift your perspective. And that's because renovations actually start before you buy. And people don't understand that. So my whole presentation today is basically accumulated from the things I've encountered in 2025 and early 2026. And everything that's happening is for a big reason also, because people make emotional decisions. They come to a property, if they even come to a property, and they see something small that they like, and they think they can change everything else with that property just because of one thing that they like. So they are actually buying based on their emotional decisions, but they don't understand Japan, they don't understand the rules, and they also don't understand that not everything can be used the way you want to use it. So if you are deciding to buy a property before, let's even skip the renovations part. If you are buying a property in Japan, you actually have to first understand your why you are buying it, right? And if you see a property, you have to realize, is this property actually fitting the purpose why I'm buying it? And then when you're looking at it, you have to see, oh, can I change it or can I renovate it in a way that it will serve me the way I need it, for I need the property to serve me. And a lot of people think they can change anything and everything without actually realizing that's not the case and it's not possible. And lately, a lot of people buy properties without seeing them, where we think it's a common sense to actually first see a property and do a walkthrough. I have an increasing number of clients that have not been to Japan. They have not seen the property. They have not seen the area. And they just buy it solely based on their discussion with a real estate agent. And they think that everything is going to be wonderful and exactly as the real estate agent says. Unfortunately, that it's not... I'm sorry?
They're hearing you double for some reason.
Okay. No worries. Unfortunately, that it's actually... Okay. We have a little fiddling. No, I'm just on the third one. Yes.
third.
Yes, yes. Okay, so a little more technical. Yes.
Where can I? Chotomate. Where am I going to put this? Somewhere here. Okay.
Okay, so a little bit like a Christmas tree, but we'll go with that. So hopefully I'm not going to move too much, so the sound will be good. So unfortunately, the things change once you realize that if somebody tells you that the house has a good bones, it's a trap. Yeah, they literally tell you that when the house is, I don't even want to swear here, so we have mats. So no, I'm not going to swear, but if somebody tells you the house has a good bones, you need to know there is a lot of work to be done. They are just telling you the house is not falling apart yet, because it's kind of, it has something that's holding it, but that's about it. So please do not trust anybody that tells you, oh, the house has a good bones. That, you know, you are looking at that point at 15 million yen in renovation fees. So don't trust that. You actually have to realize if the house you are about to buy has issues. So you have to figure out if there is a water damage. You would not believe how many houses I have came in the past 12 months that the minute we moved, for example, we moved a kitchen cabinets away, the whole flooring was rotten. You move a bathroom cabinet away, like the vanity, you move that away, again, rotten floor. Those are all water damage issues that's absolutely common with these older houses. So you need to know if you are buying an older house, most probably you're going to have this issue. If there is not a water damage, there are most probably going to be flooring issues. That also, if you actually do not walk through the house, you will not know. Because you cannot assess from the pictures if the flooring needs a complete replacement or if you can just lay something on top of it. So flooring, and then another thing, old wiring, older houses, the wiring is not great and you might need to change an entire electrical system, all the wiring and everything in the house. You'll have to change all the sockets, all the switches, but also like the insides, not just the covers. I'm talking about everything because it's going to be old and outdated. It's going to trip. If you are adding air condition, it's going to be tripping the circuit. But with that old house, can you actually even up the voltage for the house? Yes or not? You do not know that. A lot of the older houses are slightly tilted. And that's another favorite thing of real estate agents that are saying that are selling the older houses. They'll tell you, well, it's tilted, but it's okay. It's not tilted too much. So what's great, I mean, it's not going to fall on you, but try and change a door frame. Try and change a window. You know, you're not going to be able to do that because with the tilt of the house, the door frames are also very uneven. And you cannot, at that point, you're breaking a wall and you're starting from the start. You're starting from the beginning just to change the door frames. So you need to realize if there is a tilt or what is there, because you have to understand the building before you buy it. Because otherwise you'll buy it and then you're going to be looking at me that I calculated your renovation a little bit too much. Because you thought you bought a 5 million yen a house and you're going to spend 2 and you're going to live happily ever after. That's usually not happening. So you need to understand that, of course, poor insulation, we all know the insulation issues in Japan, even with newer houses. So with the older houses, it's even more. So often you might want to add windows or even change windows to nicer ones. You have to figure out if this house can carry that, if you can actually do these repairs, or what you're going to do about the insulation so you're not too hot or too cold, so you don't have draft through the windows, through the flooring. All these you have to find out before you actually buy the house. Another thing is, and I see this again with foreigners, we all love open spaces. Japanese houses are not built like that. Even apartments, they're usually smaller rooms. And first thing that any foreign client tells me is like, oh, we're just going to break all these walls. We're going to open all this up. Well, you have to figure out if you can. Because if you, there are walls that if you break them, the whole house comes down. So you have to figure out if you can actually change the layouts to the way you want to change it. In a lot of mansions, even though you might want to, for example, move a toilet or something, the plumbing, it's fixed to a specific place and you cannot move the toilet, no matter what. Unless you are literally building another flooring and moving in that way, then you are losing 30 centimeters of a height, which in the mansions you also cannot afford because the ceilings are usually maximum 2.3 meters. So you cannot lose another 30 centimeters just to move your toilet. So you need to understand, can you change the layout to the way you want? Can you change the positions because of your plumbing? And then what's the building rules? If the house is yours, you can do almost anything. In terms, you don't need anybody's permission. But if you are buying a property, if you are buying a mansion or an apartment, you're actually not doing the renovation alone. It's the whole building that does it with you. In a meaning that you actually have to, or me as your renovation company, I have to submit the renovation plan to the management company. And they look at it, and then they either give us permission or not. So if you were to break specific walls, they would not give you permission for that. They might decide that the flooring you want to use is not good enough for them. Because in apartment buildings, in mansions, you have to have a specific thickness of flooring so the person below you doesn't hear you walking around the apartment. So there's a lot of rules that apartment buildings have. And if you do not understand it again, if you don't understand the rules, you might buy something that you will regret later, or that you would not be able to do the work you wanted to do there, and that would cause you a lot of issues. Because all this not understanding those kind of few things that are just mentioned, first of all, lead to an increase of your budget. I just did a walkthrough about 6 weeks ago in a gorgeous house. And I mean a gorgeous house. Hachioji? So like a three-floor building, beautiful, yes, great bones. But the flooring in the first floor had to be completely removed. The subfloor had to be fixed. They had all these gorgeous shojis and tatamis and everything, all the wooden beams. All that had to be renovated, new bathroom, but the bathroom had a really odd shape. And again, the real estate agent told them, oh, well, you can kind of break the wall and combine it with where the vanity is. Forgot about the fact that there is a stairway. So even if you break the wall, you're still not going to fit in the unit bath there that he was trying to tell them they can easily put there. So only when they came to the actual property, they said, oh, actually, we cannot do this. And we are now stuck with 120 centimeters bathtub that they were not happy about because they were American and they were like, you know, regular sized people. So they wanted a nice big bathtub and they could not have it all of a sudden. And, you know, little by little, then there was like huge stairway. So I'm like, well, yes, but you have to do all the wallpaper, all different things here. And all of a sudden, their budget for the renovation went 50% up. And they were shocked. And then they go like, oh, we actually can't afford it. What are we going to do now? Do you have anybody that would want to buy the house? Well, I don't, because the house was empty for 3 years for a reason. It's now you're not going to easily find somebody to buy the house just because you didn't plan well. You know, you have to work with that. Another things that you would then encounter, if it's not just your budget, it will be delays, because if you know the things keep accumulating, then we will not be able to do the job at the time that we promised at the beginning. You will not be happy because all of a sudden it doesn't take a month, it's going to take 2 months. So even maybe the plans you had with the property are going to delay because you were probably planning by next month already have some income out of it. and, you know, finance more things, and that's not happening. So you are also not happy, or you have to then plan and be like, oh, I can afford this part, I cannot afford this part. The worst thing that will, that you will tell me would be, oh, well, I'll do this by myself, and then you just come and you do like parts of it. We are not very, as, and I think most renovation companies, we are not happy when you try and DIY something and then we have to go and be adding to it, because that immediately goes like, yeah, I can't give you any warranty for that because I don't know what you've done. So I cannot really participate in it. We are not a big fans of like working with you in a way. So so that it's also not the best thing. If you already have to reduce the scope of the work, decide what is the most important. I always tell clients, you'll be surprised how much does the property changes if you change a wallpaper. You'll be shocked. Like, wallpaper is so crucial when it comes to, I have some slides here, but if you can, I'm just going to find this. If you can just simply change a little accent here, accent wall here, accent wall there, you can just have a few simple wallpaper changes, and the house is going to look so much more better, so much more elevated. So you don't have to do everything at the start. Do the most important things that you need. Make sure the house doesn't fall on anybody's head. And then just do cosmetic repairs. And then once you, you know, again, get a little bit more cash, then you can do more work. So you have to realize what the reduced scope of the work will be for you at that point and at that stage. Because if you just simply buy based on the fact that you've seen something and you feel, oh, you like the windows, or you like the shoji. Everybody loves the shoji and the tatami, but that requires, you have to change it, especially if you bought and they look a little bit older. You have to change it because you realize they are old, they're dusty, they smell. So, and that all accumulated cost. So decide what you want to do and try and think rationally more than making emotional decisions. Because honestly, everything is decided at that point, at that moment. Everything that you are planning, it's going to be decided right here and right there. Because Japan is very different. In abroad, in most of the countries, you know, you can kind of change, or it's more free, the renovations. In Japan, there are rules for everything. Again, especially more rules apply if you are renovating a mansion. You have to have everything planned. You have to submit even a plan when you're going to have deliveries to the house, when you're going to be taking out garbage from the construction site. Because if you are taking bags of garbage when they were not counting on it, they're going to cause, you know, they're not going to be happy with you, and that's going to cause problems. So the rules in Japan, when it comes to renovations, they are much more tedious than the rules everywhere else. Especially, again, if you're renovating an apartment building, apartments or mansions, the restrictions of what you can do, what you cannot do, and you most probably do not understand that. So that, again, it's very good if you are not doing these things on your own, but you have somebody on your side that understands the system and that will work on those things for you. Another thing is if you actually submit to the apartment building or to the apartment management as a foreigner and your application is not in perfect Japanese, they will most probably try and deny it. I had this case last year, and I had a wrong kanji in the entire application. I used a wrong kanji for vanity. And I got a call back from the management company, and they said, well, they can tell we are foreigners and they are not sure we can do that properly, that we can do the job, we can understand the rules, and that everything will be fine. They are not confident and they are not sure they actually want to let us work. And it took a lot of explaining and a lot of work of my Japanese assistants to actually convince them that everything's okay. And it was, at the end of the day, it was one kanji, but it already caused a lot of issues. So the language is a big barrier. And unfortunately, with that, from the Japanese side you are dealing with, comes special expectations that, oh, foreigners, they will not follow the rules. They will not keep the apartment building clean because you have to, like, you have to put the protective sheet everywhere. You have to, you know, clean up after yourself every day. You can only work from 9 to 5. You cannot work any public holidays, any weekend. There's so much restrictions. So they will immediately assume that you as a foreigner don't know what you're doing. So you kind of have to go with the flow and make sure that the rules of where you are or where you're planning to buy and renovate will be followed. And that's, again, where the renovation company comes in, because we already have an experience. We've dealt with all these people. So it will be very easy. Here, actually, you see a picture. This was really funny. This was one of those jobs that when you start doing, you literally start doing a few things and then you end up tripling the workload. Because as the client goes, she's like, oh, well, because there was, at the beginning, she didn't want it to change the kitchen. And then she goes like, oh, but wouldn't it be great to just kind of open up the kitchen? Because this was a closed, separated living, dining, and then this kind of small kitchen. And then we end up breaking all the walls. And then you have to count on one thing. Once you break the walls, I'm not supposed to walk here. You're going to end up that way. You're going to have the structural beams. Because no matter what, there'll be structural beams somewhere. So you have to work around it, but you can end up cutting into a little bit into the cabinet, which brings me why I work with foreigners and not most of the time, because my foreign workers, they can cut into the cabinet and they will nicely work around it. Whereas the Japanese artisans are more strict, or not strict, they are not as flexible. So us at Agriform, we work with a lot of different artisans. But when I have something peculiar like this, I will have my nice foreign workers that will be able to actually, oh, they always say, I'll think about that, I'll find a solution. So that's also one of the things you have to be ready for. If you are dealing with a solely, purely Japanese company, it will be very much by the rules. You cannot even mix two brands on the same in the same room, because they'll be shocked out of that. So as a foreigner, as a Westerner, you will have a different expectations. You will have a different mindset when it comes to this. So when you look at the property, you're kind of thinking, oh, what can I do? What do I want to do? And a Japanese person is going to look at it and say, like, but what I can do with the particular structure, with that, the Japanese person already sees the rules and the issues. Whereas we see that we see endless possibilities. So that it's kind of that change that we have as a foreigners. We see, we want to, all of us, we always want to open, we want open spaces, because, you know, we want big rooms and beautiful, because that's great. Japanese, they prefer smaller rooms where, you know, they just kind of, first of all, for them, it's more efficient when it comes to heating or air condition. But they just kind of, I don't know, they probably like smaller spaces. So they have, their rooms are more structured, more defined, and they go with what is there. So they would not be like us, that when we buy an older property, we just, you know, change the whole layout. Japanese people will not do that. Usually foreigners, again, they just want, like, okay, I bought it, so you can just gut it completely and then just play with it. And they, you know, want to do everything, like the full redesign, because we have the ideas. Japanese, they want to be more functional. They just want to go within the means, like, okay, well, this is it. So what is, like, the most important? I'll do that. And it's okay. So I think foreigners tend to go more with, oh, I want to do it completely and do as much as I want. And then it comes to the point that, oh, I want a custom furniture, or I want all these custom-made cabinets, custom-made beds, customized bathroom. We are now planning, like, really customized tiled bathroom. Again, Japanese person will not really plan on that when they are buying the property, unless they have unlimited budget, because they understand that any customization in Japan equals double to triple cost. Normally, in at least I'm Czech, I'm European, having a custom-made furniture is not that much more expensive than buying it somewhere, whereas here in Japan, honestly, having like custom-made beautiful furniture that fits your space and fits your ideas, it equals minimum of double cost, sometimes triple, and then also much longer time, because it's going to take at least a month to 2 months, because we usually have to bring it from somewhere. So, you know, it's going to take much more. Here are some, it's a very nice kitchen that we did for a client, and it worked out really well. And this was not custom made. This was actually a Japanese maker. So it worked out really nicely. But we worked in that mansion, and that mansion was, it was difficult to work with the management over there, because there were a lot of restrictions. So,
yeah.
And then another thing, when as a our kind of expectations, we want to have everything looking kind of natural, you know, have it's like a lot of lately it's a lot of white color and a lot of light wood, wooden designs, but just like very, very simple, like kind of natural, whereas Japanese, they just want it uniform. They want everything to kind of look easy. That's why foreigners would prefer to go with paint instead of color, instead of wallpaper, or they would prefer to go with tiled bathrooms, not the unit baths. Japanese people, they usually prefer if they can just remove the old and pop in the new, and don't have to, because that's also easy for the next changing down the line. So there is a little bit of a difference when it comes to that. They also understand that if you are actually changing all the layouts and changing the everything, that it is costly. What is also very costly is when you start changing the plans, when you're changing whatever you wanted to do, and you think, oh, but I was thinking maybe we could do this instead of this, which is great, but you have to know that it's going to cost you more money. And it's going to cost more time. Again, all these things, yes, we can adapt. But you also, as the owner of the property, you need to know that that's what's going to happen. If you are changing plans, most probably they are possible. We can change the plans with you, unless we already have all the materials on site. We can change the plans with you, but it's going to cost more, you know, more time. It's going to be more difficult. So there is kind of the main risk between our Western expectations and the Japanese expectation or the expectations of living here in Japan is that whatever you do, if you are changing plans and if you are kind of not understanding the system here, it's going to be more costly, and it's going to take more time. And not always it's going to be possible. So once again, you have to align your vision before you buy it. So that's why it is so helpful. And I keep telling it, and I know the boys were kind of talking about it a little bit as well. You have to understand what you're going to do with the property before you actually buy it. I've talked a lot about the increase of the cost already, which is kind of the hidden issues or the upgrades or the customization. So here is it just summed up, but with some, like, you know, nice pictures of some nice wallpaper. So when you're planning, play around a little bit with the interior designs. Choose a nice flooring, choose a nice wallpaper. Try and think a little bit outside of the box, but within the layout of the space. The golden rules: inspect early, know your limits, add a buffer, be realistic, and use experts. Those are kind of like the 5 points. And if you can tick all the boxes, you'll be happy, and you'll be able to use the property the way you want. So you know, again, just few kind of, at a buffer is always great. That's what I'm saying. Like with whatever figure you have in mind for the renovation job, at least 30%. Have a 30% buffer, because things are cost definitely more than you think they cost. So have the buffer. Having a buffer when you're planning a renovation is definitely crucial and one of the most important things that you can do. And I keep repeating myself this presentation, but trust me, it comes from my heart and it comes from the experience. You need to know what you are buying. So yes, of course, your real estate agent will, you know, send you some pictures, but they know what angle to take the pictures from. Your best solution would be to actually hire a renovations person to go and see the property before you buy it. So they'll walk around the property and they'll go with the real estate agent inside, and then they can give you a kind of a more accurate assessment of what's actually wrong with the property. And they can tell you what is the must that you have to change and what is like what you can do maybe later or not. So if you are not in the country, and you guys are here, so it's very different. But lately, I think 70% of my clients, they are actually not in the country. When they are buying, they've never seen the property before themselves. They only come after the renovation is done for the first time ever. Or they come after they bought, so just to pick the keys. So if you cannot be in the country, if you cannot choose and walk the property yourself, hire somebody outside of the real estate agent that will walk through the property, and then they will help you buy it. Because buying blind is the worst thing you can do. So while you will be buying, you need to understand. So you understand the condition of the property, what you can change and what you cannot change, and buy and decide your renovations based on that. If it will fit your purpose, if you know the rules in Japan, especially those of you, again, that are buying because you want to do minpaku, you want to do short-term rentals. Before you buy the property, book a session with Tracy. Talk to her about it. Because nothing worse than you buy a property without knowing if in that area you can even run that business module you are thinking about. Yeah, so you just kind of need to understand if what you are buying is actually what you need, and then understand your budget, understand if you can afford that kind of phase or not, and if there will be some hidden, if there what might be the hidden repair costs or not. And with anything and everything, be realistic about what you are doing. Yeah, match your ambitions to the reality of the property. So there are many factors. They will affect the cost of your planned renovation. And that would be, even for example, the simple thing as if you are in an apartment building, does it have an elevator or does it not have an elevator? Because if you are in a fifth floor without an elevator and you need to haul an entire new bathroom, a new kitchen, you know, a bunch of furniture, and you don't have an elevator, you know that we will have to hire an extra crew to actually bring it up. So those are all kind of hidden costs that you might have. Does the apartment building has a parking, or it doesn't have a parking? You know, all these things actually influence the cost of the renovation, because if you are in that kind of area where we have to be paying 3,000-4,000 yen a day for parking, you know that you are running the cost extra, and then you will ask why is there 300,000 for a parking in a month. So all these things you need to understand. And if you understand these little things, you will avoid a lot of issues. So my recommendations for all of you actually here will be that if you talk to an expert, if you talk to a renovation person before you buy the purchase, you're avoiding a lot of mistakes. Whereas if you talk to them after you purchased, you are just managing the damage. And that's a huge difference. So if you want to be happy with what you're doing, just please flag those risks early. Go into any of your purchase and go into any renovations with understanding of what you are doing, so you can be you don't have to be kind of upset about everything you do. With that, I would like to say yes, our company is also one of those available for this or not. So you can contact us either prior you buying, or of course we'll be very happy to discuss with you any of your renovations need. I'll be here tomorrow as well. If you have a project that you're kind of planning to do right now, you can bring your plans tomorrow and I can talk to you about them. We can discuss, you know, what you're planning, if it's doable or if it's not doable. It will help you to understand what's going on. So either contact me and we can set up a meeting, or you can bring your plans tomorrow and we can talk about that. So thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And if you have any questions, then I think, yes.
Yes, the mic is over here.
Hi. You talked about how the whole process starts before you actually see the project. Is there a fee associated with bringing your company out, or is it out of the kindness of your heart?
No, I'm not that nice. I'm not that nice. I'm nice, but not that nice. Yes, of course there is a fee, because I will, first of all, just even to go somewhere, you know, I'll have to get there. But then to give you the quotation, anybody that ever made a quotation knows how long it takes. So we charge, depending on where it is and how long it will take, the size of the property, between 50,000 to 70,000 yen. If you will want to need, if you will need us to bring in inspector or static, then that's, of course, that it's extra. But for the basic, me going to the property, either with you or even without you, and doing the walkthrough on your behalf, kind of being your ears and eyes, I can do that. And yes, the fee is 50 to 70,000 yen based on the property.
Thank you.
Yes. Next.
So this is news of a few days ago, like some toilet bathroom like Toto and Takara Standard. I've said that for the Iran conflict,
yes,
they have stop the new orders. How do you think this is going to change the reform business?
It's huge. It's huge. My husband can tell you. On Tuesday, I had a call, because I'm right now in the process of renovating a property. And so I had a phone call from my supplier telling me, Kobayashi-san, you have to place the order within the next 45 minutes. Otherwise, they will not give it to us anymore. So I literally had to drop everything I was doing, drive to the bank, send the money and send the confirmation. And still till today, I didn't get a confirmation when it will be delivered. I am just basically still hoping. Yeah, I'm still hoping I'll be able to do the bathroom, because there's not enough diesel, naphtha. There's not enough naphtha. And basically because of that, they cannot deliver. And it's just, apparently it's just the beginning. It will get worse and it will influence much more things. But right now it influences most people like us that are renovating properties. So there is not enough building materials. Yeah, I think it, like they told me when I asked when they think they will resume, they said maybe not even in May. So it might be an issue. Yeah, especially if you like, honestly, like unit baths are a big problem. Yeah. Next. Do we still have time? Yes.
Yeah, we still have time. We got a break time after that, so we can go a little bit over.
Perfect.
Question from the stream. Can you talk a little bit about the cost of demolition and removal of debris?
Removal of debris is the biggest part. There is not an issue to break a wall. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if you need a little stress release, that's actually, it's not a bad thing. But the removal of the debris is a huge part of it. Depending on the size of the wall, depending also on where you are, because every city charges kind of a little bit of different amounts, but then somebody has to drive it there and back. So yeah, demolition is a big part. We did 4-bedroom apartment, and it was basically we've removed the old kitchen, all the flooring, some of the walls, ceiling, unit bath, toilets. It was like almost, I would say, like kind of a complete demolition, and it was about 1 million, 1.2 million, including all the disposal of the garbage. But it was a very big four bedroom apartment, quite big, and there, like, they left some furniture that they end up wanting to be disposed and stuff. But about 1 million yen, including everything, for a large 180 to 200 square meters place. Yeah, it depends where you are as well. Yeah.
Further questions? Hands? Yes, over here. No, sorry, mate, you're not getting the mic again.
Okay, you mentioned earlier working with specialists. Do you sometimes work with architects, or do clients come with their architect? And
yes, I do work with architect, but I always try and work with architects that understand Japan, understanding Japanese stock.
Maybe, yeah.
Because my biggest problem is a lot of the architects, they draw beautiful pictures, beautiful designs, but we then cannot get it for the client. So I like working with architects, but I need to work with architects that understand what is actually possible in Japan. So
I guess it's critical then that the architect has local knowledge.
Knowledge comes the same way. It's as for my clients, it's important that I understand what's in Japan. So, the same thing, it's for the architect. They have to understand what's going on here.
I'm asking because I'm an architect that have, and I've been here for over 20.
Okay.
But I've been here over 20 years.
Okay.
And so it's interesting hearing your comments, there's no shortcuts. Either you've been here long enough to know what you're doing, or you need train wheels. So
yes. So if you are pitching your services, I'm very much interested. So let's talk.
We can talk later.
I have one very interesting client coming up, and I'll need architect for that one.
Well,
so
let's talk later. Talk. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
May I ask you a question? No. Sorry, mate.
And the question is, listen, if I have
thanks all, we got a 30 minute